Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, I have been talking about Easter traditions. I've been asking folks what you do on Good Friday. Well, there's a whole lot of people in this area. If I asked them what they did on Easter Monday, they would say, listen to jazz. That's because it's become a tradition. Tim Stevens joins us right now from BPEP to talk about what this Easter Monday tradition is all about. Welcome, Tim.
Welcome to you, and thank you, and congratulations on how many months have you been on the air now over there?
Since January. I started January 3rd.
So
January
5th, March, April. We are going toward that.
Yeah, okay, it's 4 months. Great. Yeah, we're having fun.
But,
well, thank you. Thank you, indeed. So talk to me about Monday. What's this all about?
Well, it's become, pardon me, a tradition in Pittsburgh. 14 years we've been doing BPEP Jazz, which is a six-hour jazz marathon. We've been at the old Holiday Inn in Oakland, which was the Wyndham, but now we had to move because we literally ran out of room last year. It was packed and then some. So we're going to be at the Heinz History Center, which everybody seems to love that new location.
Oh, that makes perfect sense, yeah.
Heinz History Center on the fifth floor and 1212 Smallman Street, and they've been very welcoming to us. And one of the things they're going to do, we just finalized this morning, they're going to be requesting our various musicians and vocalists to be interviewed by the staff there, if not on Monday, some other day, their mutual convenience, so that the Heinz History Center will be gathering the histories of our BPEP jazz musicians. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that is very cool, yeah.
It starts at 5:30, and it goes till 11:30. And the advantage of this, Lynn, is people can come right after work, a couple of few hours. They can come in the middle and get a few hours of music, or then come at 8 o'clock and still get a few hours of music. So some people actually stay the whole time. Usually Harold Butters, for instance, he comes and sits and listens to everybody and everything and stays till the end. There are people who do that. This is our main fundraiser for the Black Political Empowerment Project, BPEP, which includes our key initiatives, the Greater Pittsburgh Coalition Against Violence. We had an activity with young people yesterday out in Penn Hills with students. We have the Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable that deals with the equity issues of employment and entrepreneurial development. But we have a who's who. We have about 70 artists in 6 hours. That includes our special bands that come in, our host bands. Roger Humphreys has been hosting us, helping to host us for most of the years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The RH Factor, my unit, and various artists, which people will know from the Pittsburgh area, I'll name. And Bill Hillgrove, by the way, is our honorary chair, and he's
Bill Hillgrove. Talk about Pittsburgh legend, yeah.
He is a Pittsburgh legend. He's been the voice of the Pitt Panthers for 50 years. Pitt Panthers basketball,
right.
Pitt Panthers football for 45 years, and the Steelers for 25. So we're excited about that. Plus, he's a jazz enthusiast.
Get out of here.
He does a jazz show on the weekends on another station, so I won't say. But an honorary Tim K. Smith, former federal judge, is our host committee. But in terms of the musicians, we have people like Dwayne Dolphin, Max Leek, Lou Salute, Kenny Blake, Eric Johnson, some of the people everybody would know, Etta Cox, Al Dow, his grandson, Al Dow II. Stacey Abbott comes in from Ohio. She's just relatively new to us, a few years, but phenomenal. Don Alico, senior. One of our awardees this year is the African, is the COL from Hazelwood, who's been with us all of the 14 years, and we're Center of Life jazz band, and they're going to be honored along with the three congregations of the Tree of Life Synagogue, the Implicit Bias Training Team,
uh-huh,
of the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police, who's done a phenomenal job on that, and Summer Lee, who's our first African-American state legislator from Western Pennsylvania, and our BPEP Jazz team for election protection. But some of the other musicians will be there.
Let me stop you just for a second, Tim, because we're not going to be able to name all 70 of them.
I know you can't name all.
And you know
70,
you get in trouble when you start naming folks.
I know. But so, people need to know some of the people who are coming. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to run out of time, though. So folks can buy tickets at the door at the Heinz History Center.
They can buy them at the door. They can go online under Eventbrite. Look for BPAP Jazz.
Okay. And, you know, when I thought about BPEP today and I knew we were having this conversation and I noticed that the deadline to register for to vote this year is coming up, April 22nd, it took me back to when BPEP first launched.
Yeah, and you were one of our staunchest, matter of fact, you were our staunchest media supporter with the show on KDK television, your show. You used to end every show with don't forget to be
don't forget to vote. We vote in each and every election.
Each and every election. This is becoming part of the culture in Pittsburgh, particularly in the African American community, that we want everybody to vote in each and every election. And we've created, as I said, the Coalition Against Violence and Corporate Equity, and we're doing a number of things. We just spoke in Harrisburg the other day on behalf of the gerrymandering issue in with Fair District PA. We've been dealing with a number of good things. We've had numerous suggestions with the police bureau, the police departments in Pittsburgh area. We just have new you and the police brochure working with the Citizen Police Review Board and our area police department. So we're doing a lot of good things, and we need support to continue the work that we do.
There you go. And that's why folks need to come out Monday. Spend the whole evening at the Heinz History Center. Hey, Tim Stevens, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
See you Monday. There you go. See you Monday. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to KDKA 1020.